every other word. Your life story's not of my concern. How about we talk about me now? How about you let me go?
From the Wombats at 2:56, much more music time.
W-A-U-C-R-C-T.
Well, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, man, I've named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only, was it lonely, you have a name? Strangeness in your smile. Well, do you smile to tempt the lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this a way to hide a broken heart? Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. Just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art.
Carl Mann here on Radio 9, and that's about going to put a capper on the old radio program.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Until next time, remember, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next here on WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKee.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org.
1974, Neil Sedaka and Laughter in the Rain, or Sedaka, depending on how you pronounce it, there with Laughter in the Rain. Yes, and before that, we had John Fox, When Will I See You Again? I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week. Good to see you again here. And although this is radio, we really can't see each other, can we? So that's a silly thing to say, of course. But it's nice to see you. Well, let's talk about the holidays that you need to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate because they're there to celebrate, but you didn't know about them. February 7th is Bubblegum Day. That's the first Friday in February. Not sure the significance of that. I mean, go out and chew bubblegum, I guess. National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. If you like that heavy cheese sauce on your heavy noodles, that's perfectly fine. Send a card to a friend day. Well, that was probably created by a card company, as is a holiday coming up in about another week. And, February 7th is also Wave All Your Fingers at Your Neighbor Day. It's the perfect opportunity to greet your neighbor with a big wave, but to show your respect and appreciation for this very important day, you must wave with all of your fingers. So I don't know if that means you wiggle them in addition to waving or what, but it's supposed to put a smile on your face unless your neighbors are just mean and just not happy. So there you go. February 8th is Boy Scout Day, the birthday of scouting. It's also Kite Flying Day. Now, why would we do this in the middle of winter? I don't know. February 9th is National Pizza Day. This year it is also Super Bowl Sunday. It's Super Bowl 59, if you can believe that. And it's also Toothache Day. There's no rhyme or reason why that is Toothache Day. But anyhow, February 10th is Clean Out Your Computer Day, the second Monday of every February. National Flannel Day, if you're into that. Umbrella Day. I guess it rains that day. I don't know. Anyhow, February 11th is Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day. You shouldn't. It's a waste of time. It's also Make a Friend Day, which is not a waste of time. And it's National Inventors Day and White T-Shirt Day. February 12th, of course, is Abraham Lincoln's birthday and International Darwin Day and National Lost Penny Day. It's also Plum Pudding Day. Plum Pudding Day, which I would have thought would have been in December, but what do I know? And finally, February 13th is Get a Different Name Day. That's for your formal name. Decide if you like it, then change it if you wish. Your parents might not approve, but they will love you and accept it. Right. Sure. Do the same with your nickname. Change it if you desire. And give a friend a new nickname and they'll punch you in the face. It says we recommend a complimentary one. But anyhow, February 13th is also National Wingman Day, which is just a silly holiday as a prelude to Valentine's Day. So there you go. Those are the holidays of the day that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, and you probably won't. Here are the 101 Strings with Close to You on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Is your day rough, irritating, and difficult? Spend a couple of hours with smooth, relaxing, and easy. And suddenly, your day will be brighter.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Clayderman there. Take My Breath Away, originally done by Berlin in 1986. Yeah, not 76. That was me. 1986. Before that, Peter Appleyard with an older tune, I'll Remember April, that was done by many artists in the back in the day. Fantastic Strings with A Foggy Day in London Town. Dick Baker in the orchestra and Amazing Grace, and the 101 Strings with Close to You. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline, Florida. Authorities are investigating the origins of a mysterious chunk of ice that fell out of the sky and punched a large hole in a metal roof in a Florida home. The Palm Coast Fire Department said on social media that crews responded when the caller reported multiple pieces of scattered ice across the roadway, with one striking a neighbor's home. The firefighters found the ice had punched a large hole in the metal roof and entered the home's living quarters. They inspected the damage and determined the house was safe to occupy, with a big hole in the roof, I guess. The fire department has alerted the Federal Aviation Administration, but nothing has been resolved there just yet. Meanwhile, a Chinese chef took his noodle-making skills to the set of an Italian TV series and hand-rolled a noodle measuring only 0.18 millimeters and about 0.007 inches thick. That's pretty thin. Li Enhai attempted to break the Guinness record for the thinnest handmade noodle on the show, the set of Lo Show de Record in Milan. He had held the record previously, but the title was taken by another chef who had hand-rolled a 0.14 millimeter noodle. But he successfully reclaimed the record with the 0.18 millimeter thick noodle. So that's pretty thin, yeah. Finally, David Rush is at it again. He's David Record Breaker Rush now. Took the bouncing challenge during a visit to Guinness World Records in London. The bouncing challenge was that of using his mouth to bounce a table tennis ball off the wall 47 times in 30 seconds. The original record, or the previous record rather, was 43 bounces, and the original was 34 bounces. He smashed his own record attempt, and again, I wish him all the best. Here's Johnny Douglas and Daybreak, done smooth, relaxing, and easy.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
off the building. I'm getting busy.
Here we go. E15, 332, take six.
Jealous lover, you're acting so strange. Hey, jealous lover, what is making you change? Hey, jealous lover, how wrong can you be? I'm yours ever faithful, just be faithful to me. Clock on the shelf. Maybe you're accusing me of what you do in yourself. Hey, jealous lover, I'm telling you true. I know that you're jealous, but there's no one but you.
Hey, jealous lover,
lots of times, but just couldn't do. I was much too busy, baby, being faithful to you. Hey, jealous lover, I'm telling you true. I know that you're jealous, but there's no one but you.
Good old Francis Albert, Frank Sinatra, here on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Hey, jealous lover. And before that, we had, what did we have before that? David Snell with Cloud 7 and Johnny Douglas with Daybreak. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy for another week here on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, or WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Good to be with you. And here is John Gregory. You never done it like that. No, I guess not. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
spring and bask in the beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. You can barely hear the ending on that one. That's James Last in the orchestra with El Condor Pasa, which I believe was done by Simon and Garfunkel originally. Before that, the Mike Curb Congregation with Burning Bridges from the motion picture Kelly's Heroes. Yeah, you haven't heard of it either. Lex de Azevedo before that with Eye in the Sky, Sven LeBeck with a song called Joanne, Lorinda Almeida, Up, Up and Away, and John Gregory, You've Never Done It Like That. Yes, and this is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and we have Herb Alpert here, and A Taste of Honey. Hendersonville, Pennsylvania native, Fayette County, not too far from Pittsburgh. Harold Betters takes us up to the top of the hour, working on the railroad. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Is a production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.